We are really excited because a lot of the things that we've been talking about for several years now are really coming to fruition. You know, funding for processing capacity was an issue that NCBA was, you know, early out of the gate talking about the need for right as the pandemic first started happening. And we've seen USDA start to tilt up programs. They've had multiple rounds of grant funding. They now have operating loans through loan guaranteed programs on the books. It's great to see all of that actually happening, right? Now we just need to make sure that the money is getting where it needs to go to the folks who need it most. And we're having conversations with the USDA to that end. You know, we're continuing to see some good successes, if you will, in the tax space, in the sense that Congress has not changed the tax code yet. They have not eliminated like-kind exchanges or stepped up basis. They haven't, you know, raised the tax rate or lowered the exemption amount on the death tax. We have been able to toe the line and preserve all of those great gains that we made back in 2017 with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. You know, just a few weeks ago, conversations around reconciliation seem to have revived. The NIT, or the net interest investment tax, and then, you know, the business loss provisions that our producers rely so much on were two of the revenue raisers they had talked about. More recently, reconciliation seems to have fallen apart again. I'm going to knock on wood because you never know in D.C., but we've been part of a business community effort to kill any attempts at, you know, utilizing those provisions as revenue raisers. We would prefer to preserve the tax code for our cattle producers as it stands today. If not, you know, perhaps make some changes to provide additional tax relief. But, you know, you never know in D.C., right? It's a lot of hurry up and wait. So that's another one of our big wins. And then we're continuing to toe the line and get everything in a row, our ducks in order for what I think promises to be a very lively farm bill season.